News. I'm John Scott. The military says a missing Marine Corps helicopter has been found in a mountainous area outside San Diego. Rescue crews say snowy conditions were making access challenging. There's no word on casualties. Five servicemen were aboard that helicopter. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected Hamas demands for a ceasefire and vowed to press ahead with Israel's military offensive in Gaza until achieving absolute victory. A storm that parked itself over Southern California for days, unleashing historic downpours that caused hundreds of landslides, is expected to move out, but after one final drenching.
It has been one of the wettest storms in Southern California history, dumping more than half the amount of rainfall Los Angeles typically gets in a season in just 2 days. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says it's not over yet.
We still need Angelenos to take precautions and to stay informed during this time.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ariel Cohen says it's one for the record books. Between 6 and 12 inches of rain has fallen over the city and saturated the ground, and officials say that can increase the risk of landslides long after the storm passes. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNews.com, Nikki Haley vowing to stay in the presidential race after her showing in a Tuesday Nevada primary.
Haley was the only candidate listed on the ballot, and she finished in second place with 31% of the vote. 63% of voters selected none of these candidates. It was largely a symbolic vote with no delegates at stake. It's because Nevada's Republican Party is holding its own primary on Thursday in a move that favors Donald Trump. The Haley campaign says it didn't bother to play a game rigged for Trump and is focused on South Carolina instead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A warning from a female boxer. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Carrie Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As a potential split develops in the Catholic Church over gay marriage, one of its oldest organizations is going all in on the LGBT agenda. The Jesuits say they will strengthen their efforts to recruit homosexuals, appointing an openly gay man to be executive director of a program called Outreach. The Pope's recent declaration that priests should bless gay civil unions has sparked a global rebellion. This is SRN News. Some parents say they're confused on when to keep their sick children home from school.
During the pandemic, schools asked parents to keep their children home at any sign of illness. Now some parents are saying that even though the emergency has ended, they haven't been given clear direction on if those rules have changed. For example, some school districts in California are encouraging children to come to class even when they have the sniffles, lice, or pink eye. Montgomery County, Maryland recommends keeping children home if they have a stomach ache. Because so many children fell behind academically during the pandemic, some school officials have reevaluated their tolerance for illness. I'm Donna Warder.
Florida's Attorney General Ashley Boudy expected to ask the state Supreme Court to keep an abortion rights measure off November's ballot. Justices will hear arguments today over that issue. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.